Yeah, well, man, lots has been going on. I feel like it's crazy that we're already into mid-November and the year's gone by so quickly. But looking back, I'm like, whoa, we did a lot this year. And, you know, I've released a lot of music. My second EP came out about 5 weeks ago. And so, yeah, it's just been a really fun year. And I'm so excited because I'm doing a show at Louis Event Center. And it's a fundraiser for the U of S Husky Track and Field Cross Country Team, which I was lucky enough to be a part of during my university days and my athletic days. And they had reached out to me and my team about doing something like this together. And I mean, I was just so excited to bring my love of athletics and the Huskies and music into the same room.
I think that's fantastic. Hey, can you take me behind the scenes? Like when you cut your first disc back in the old days, as we used to do, how does that feel when you hear that first product for the very first time and you go, I did that?
Yeah, you know, it's a really cool feeling. And I kind of say for me too, like, this is always what I've wanted to do. And really the kind of main reason that it was on pause was because I was an athlete and track and field was kind of like my passion. And, you know, music has always been my number one passion and love, but track and field and athletics is a very close second. And so I think just because I've wanted to do it for so long, and when I finally had the time and kind of made the call that I wanted to go into music, it just made hearing that first song and those first projects so much more special.
Okay, and you can tell me way off base on this, but let me ask you this. Is there any is there any inspiration that comes from the track and field world that filters into your music?
Yeah, you know what? I definitely think there is. Like, even from a songwriting perspective, like, my teammates would tell you that, like, I'm usually humming or singing something, like, you know, when I'm doing breaks between reps or something like that, or waiting in the gym. Like, there's always kind of, music and athletics have just always kind of been in a similar space for me throughout my life. And I always kind of said to, you know, track and field, even though when I was an athlete and competing for Team Canada and the Huskies, when I wasn't doing music, I think that track and field really was preparing me for my music career just in a different way. You know, it's still the long hours and the year-long, four-year-out long-term goals. And, you know, getting you ready for high-pressure events with a lot of eyes on you and having be able to perform in those moments.
I never thought of it, but there would be incredible similarities between the two, wouldn't it? Because in the world of music, you spend a lot of time working and grinding, and then to get into the spotlight when you're recording or you're on stage would be very similar to all the hours of sweat that you put into it before you actually compete in a meet.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I feel the same type of excited butterflies now when I'm standing backstage ready to walk on than I did when I was in my lane about to get into my starting blocks for like a national final race.
Crazy. I love it. Well, Caitlin, let's talk about the show. It goes tomorrow night, doors at 7, concert goes at 8 o'clock. Are tickets in advance or do I pay at the door?
You can do both. You can get tickets. There's a link on my website at CaitlinLehner.com, and tickets will also be available at the door.
Well, we wish you all the best, and thanks for taking some time for us.
Thank you so much for having time for me.
Talk to you again, and good luck.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye.